Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15, verses 35 and 36. The crowd. You recall in verse 34 we read how that Jesus cried out, here he is on the cross, in this darkness, in these hours of darkness, from the sixth hour until the ninth. And he cries out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. And the translation is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then we read this, when some of them standing near heard this, the gawkers, the crowd, the spectators, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, cheap stuff, painkiller of some kind, I suppose, put it on a stick and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now, leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. Mark chapter 15, 35 to 36. If you compare all the passages in the Gospels on this episode, my view is you come to this opinion, that the crowd here are deliberately misunderstanding, mocking, taunting, twisting Christ's words, as they did all the time, you know, the witnesses and so on in the trials, twisting Christ's words, and deliberately mishearing him. Eloi, Eloi, they had translated and twisted it into Elias, Elias. They wanted to see if Elijah would come and keep him going. So they want to keep Christ going. They want to see if Elijah will come. They're out for a bit of entertainment. It's a pastime. It's a game. It's a spectator sport. It's like the believers in the arena amusing the Romans as they watch them being devoured by the lions. It's the arena. It's the bullfighting. It's the cockfighting. It's the boxing match. Let's watch. They want to see the disaster unfolding. You know what it's like on a motorway. When there's an accident on one lane on one side, accidents are caused on the other. Why? Because gawkers are watching as they drive past the other way. They see and they look and they can't take their eyes off it. And next thing, there is an accident on that lane too, on that side. They have no personal interest here, these people. They're just out for entertainment. They're here to watch this drama unfold. They're not interested in what's going on behind all the sufferings. They're not interested in the contract, the being transacted here, the work of separation from the Father for the sins of his people in Christ here. No, they want to see what will go on. They're just no personal interest, no real thought for it. It's just gawking to see if Elijah will come. Now, I think Charles Wesley puts it well. Unfortunately, with his Arminianism, I think he says things I can't agree with, but I can make slight changes. And I think his words are highly relevant here. All ye that pass by, you see, the crowd, the passers-by, all ye that pass by, that's you, my friend. If you're an unbeliever, you're just passing by, to Jesus draw nigh. Now, this is the question I'm asking about the passers-by in Mark 15. What about you? To you is it nothing that Jesus should die? My ransom and peace, my surety is. You can say mine for yourself if you will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Come see if there ever was sorrow like his. The Lord in the day of his anger did lay my sins on the Lamb, and he bore them away. He died to atone for sins not his own. The Father hath punished for me his dear Son. My friend, you better say that if you will believe and trust the Saviour. Love moved him to die. On this I rely. My Saviour hath loved me, I cannot tell why. But this I can tell. He loved me so well as to lay down his life to redeem me from hell. With joy I approve this plan of his love. A wonder to all, both below and above. When time is no more, I still shall adore That ocean of love, without bottom or shore. My friend, all that can be yours, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him. Don't be a passerby. Don't be a gawker. Don't be a spectator. Don't be a chapel attender, just listening, watching. Fling yourself upon Christ and trust him, and enter into him, and know that his separation spells your acceptance in the presence of God. Trust him for that. I plead with you.